pleasure to meet with you again. Well, thanks for taking time out of your very busy schedule to meet with me. Hope you had a great trip. I really enjoyed reading your joint article with Catherine Fuller on saving our trees of life. It opened my eyes to how many issues your bank is concerned with. Now, what brings me here is Torelli Center, actually Tribe Business. It's a non-profit educational forum for tour education. And the application for tax exempt status with the IRS is pending. Its objective is to create better understanding among the Jewish people in the Washington area by integrating Torah into our lives. In the light of the rift between secular, religious, Orthodox, and Reform, it's crucial to reach out to segments of the Jewish population which are left out. It's my goal to transcend the trappings of one stream. We've grown from 5 women in January of 1996 to 150 from 22 synagogues and non-affiliated. In order to reach to a wider sector of the Jewish community, including the non-affiliated, we need to expand our educational activities. It's crucial in this time of frictions between religious and secular to show that we're all united behind our common heritage. That, in fact, was the title of my talk at the Israeli Embassy in honor of Israel's 50th anniversary, which attracted a large and diverse audience. Ultimately, our claim to fame should be a light unto the nations. Many have come to me for counseling because of their children's involvement in Jews for Jesus, intermarriage, Buddhism, and Hinduism. There's a tremendous hunger for meaningful lives among Jews who don't find it in their synagogues. What I teach is how inclusive rather than exclusive Judaism can be. It has practical applications on people's lives, and it can create harmony in the world. Just yesterday I addressed this issue at the joint IMF and World Bank Chavra luncheon lecture. Someone asked me what criteria one uses for giving to charity. This is my life's primary focus. In Jerusalem a couple of weeks ago, I met Burl Wein, a leading Jewish historian. In his view, all my academic and business background set the stage for this most important task. I ran a highly successful international trade company, but I feel that this is the most important task at hand. There are 160,000 approximately Jews here in the Washington area. This is what Washington needs. Since January of 1996, I funded my lectures and guest speakers from my own resources. At this point, I need guidance as to how to fund further educational programs. Our proposed annual budget is $250,000 to start with. We'll finance 52 weekly lectures a year, a total of 2,600 people yearly, 12 special monthly lectures by the finest Torah scholars from around the world, attracting approximately 3,000 people yearly, a summer learning retreat in the first year and a winter one the next, through talks at different institutions such as Hadassah, the Federation, or at synagogues, the embassy. Another 1,000 people will be reached. Expenses consist of salary, staff person, travel, honorarium for guest speakers, teaching materials, computer, telephone, fax, and mailings. My sources of funding will be, God willing, foundations and private donations. Does this concept make sense to you? Can you give me some guidance? Can you get me started? How much would you contribute? I mean, who else do you know who would be interested in this project? Could you introduce me to them? My aspiration is to continue my vocation, which is to educate the public and unite them behind our rich common heritage.